Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank our sponsor, and that is GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to get a wrap-up from the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress that took place in Ontario, Canada last week. It was 8 days of all kinds of interesting conversation that started out when I was one of the presenters at a masterclass program that was put on for agricultural journalists from developing countries who are really looking for some opportunities to develop their skills and use them to better communicate for agriculture in their countries. The Congress actually officially started midweek and had a program that included hearing from folks who taught us about Canadian agriculture, and then we went on farm tours. So it was really just a pretty comprehensive opportunity to learn about what they called agriculture in the New World. And to get a wrap-up, I spoke with the co-chair of the program, Lillian Scher. She can be found at foodandfarmingcanada.com. And great place to find out information about Canadian agriculture, which she is very passionate about. So let's listen to the wrap-up, which we conducted right at the end of our program. Well, Lillian, I just want to very much thank you for a wonderful Congress and program that has been put on here. We are kind of officially concluded, except for some entertainment. I had a chance to talk with your co-chair, Owen, and look ahead. Now maybe just a little look back. Some of your thoughts about how this Congress, this gathering has gone this week.
Well, I think we have just had a really fantastic Congress on a number of levels. We had a terrific number of people come here. We had 260 people from over 30 countries, which is absolutely phenomenal. It certainly exceeded our expectations when we first started down this road about 5 years ago. We had a wonderful organizing committee that really worked very hard to pull a lot of things together, and everything just really came together the way that we thought that it would. Most importantly, though, I mean, yes, we had a lot of delegates and we had a great program, but we also had some very fabulous sponsors who came through for us and were really there. And some of them have been there from the very, very beginning when we first got started and we had this concept of IFAJ that nobody really kind of knew what that meant, because the last time we had the Congress was in 1967. So there were a couple of people, somebody from Pioneer in Canada and also Syngenta Canada, that really believed in us right from the beginning, and they were able to help us get started. So it's just been... it's really exceeded all of our wildest expectations.
There probably has to be some moments that maybe stand out just when you give a little bit of a look back over this. What would be some of those standout moments this week?
Well, there are a lot of them. Certainly when I came into the ballroom here tonight and I saw all the flags, I mean, that's just wonderful because it really illustrates what IFAJ is all about. But a moment that really just hit home for me was when we had the native dancers during the opening reception, and nobody knew that it was coming, and we had the singer announce that the dance troupe was coming in, and then he started playing the drum, and the door opened, and these two little children came dancing in, and I saw the collective jaws of 250 people just drop in absolute, utter astonishment, and then total excitement, and I just got all choked up because I thought this was our vision for what we wanted in terms of bringing Canadian culture to people from all these different countries.
Well, and I'll have to say on a personal note, having us conclude the Congress here in Niagara Falls, what an awesome place with this view from the hotel we've got, just probably not a prettier place, and to just have the gorgeous weather for us all week.
Well, you know, we really do try to think of everything, Chuck, really. But no, one of the things that people told us over the years when we tried to ask delegates at other congresses and through the IFAJ, mm-hmm. what would you like to see? What would make you come to Canada? And yes, it was stories, it was agriculture, but it was also Canada itself. And one of the things that came up time and time again was, oh, Niagara Falls. And we're really extremely lucky here in southern Ontario that we were so close to Niagara Falls. And not only is it a fabulous tourist destination with the falls, and we have this great hotel overlooking the falls, but it's also one of the most incredible agricultural agricultural regions in Ontario. The sheer volume of stories within, you know, a few minutes from our doorstep here is just incredible.
Well, I don't know if how much of a chance you've had maybe to look at what was mentioned tonight, the social media aspect of this, but my look at it through Twitter and Facebook and other things, incredible amount of participation. Can you imagine that even just a couple years ago at an IFAJ Congress?
Absolutely not. This was by far the Congress that had the most amount of social media participation. And for me on the organizing committee, yes, I was signed up to a tour. I didn't really get to go on it. So there was a lot of things that we were rushing around, but I had my BlackBerry, you know, attached to my fingers, and I could always follow the Twitter feed, and I knew that the tours were going well. I knew people were happy. They were tweeting facts. They were interacting with each other, and it brought a whole new level and aspect to the Congress that we've never had before. It also made the organizing committee's life a lot easier because it made us be able to communicate with each other and solve and troubleshoot little issues as they came up, and sometimes even before they really came up. So, yeah, it's completely changed the Congress, and I would really love to see it continue in future Congresses as well.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And when you look at the pre-Congress masterclass and boot camp, these were the young leaders and also people looking for some professional development from developing countries. If I understand it right, their feedback on being able to learn more about that really speaks well to those tools just maybe becoming part of the agricultural journalist life, you know?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's the way I see it. I mean, those are now part of the toolkit, and they need to be part of it because they help you get your message out, they help you connect with sources, they help you as a freelancer, for example, develop your business. The possibilities are endless, and if people are just need to be willing to embrace what those things can offer.
Just maybe a last comment that you would say to folks who especially could not be here, maybe have been able to look at this a little bit from the outside via social media, but, you know, as the host country and maybe a little bit about IFAJ and what the mission is there.
Well, certainly for the people who weren't able to be here, I mean, it was really too bad. I recognize that it's not always possible because it is an international venue. Before I became involved in the Canadian Farm Writers, I had never heard of the IFAJ. And over the last number of years, as we've been fundraising and promoting this Congress, I have tried to explain many, many times to people, what is IFAJ? What does it stand for? What do we do? And I look at the contacts that I've made and the things that I've learned, the perspectives, when there's a major international story, it's easy to send an email or a Facebook message to somebody in that country and say, what does this mean? Probably the best example was the disaster in Japan in March. I mean, we visited that region in the Congress in 2007, and then we directly knew people who were there. And part of the strength of the IFAJ community then, too, was how everyone came together and raised funds and helped donate those funds to farmers in that region. So it broadens your horizons, and from my perspective, I think it makes you a better journalist. It makes you better able to tell your story and other people's stories when you have those broader perspectives.
Okay, wonderful. Maybe we can hear some noise in the background. The party is about to start.
Absolutely.
The concluding party.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lillian, and we just appreciate everything that Canada has done and all the people that have helped.
That is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called New World Blues by Aeon's Promise. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
don't understand, because I'm there from the start. You need a new world, a new heaven too. So why you're so blue? Got the blue world blue.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.